Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today, we're going to celebrate Black History Month. So without further ado, let's get it in. And to start off with today's show, I want to start off by making sure we all understand that Black History Month doesn't have to be confined to just one single month. Our history and our culture is too big to be celebrated in just one month. So let's not believe that this is the only time that Black history should be celebrated. If you feel as though something is valuable enough to be celebrated, it could be an event or it could be a person. You know, as I mentioned on one of my prior episodes, Dr. Martin Luther King was very inspirational in my life, and he still is. So I don't only celebrate him on his birthday. I don't only celebrate him in Black History Month, or on Black History Month, I'm sorry. I celebrate him whenever the opportunity presents itself. Like, for example, this past year, in November, we had an election. Black people were able to vote. Well, I think Martin Luther King has something to do with that. Since I believe and know that he has something to do with that, I celebrate it. I celebrate him. And I give him his props. My people and my culture, I celebrate them throughout the year and not just in one month or one in particular event. And also, before I start the show, I just wanted to add, if you're attending school and you believe that you have a certain class, well, not just a certain class, maybe like history, or back when I was going to school, it was called social studies. I know times are different, and that was a long time ago. But if you're taking history and you feel as though that your studies that the teacher is giving is like maybe like one-sided, if you feel as though like you're not learning enough about your own culture and you're basically just learning about one particular thing, you have a right to respectfully speak up. You know, you can have a voice on that. You know, when I was going to school, I kind of struggled with that a little bit. I felt as though that we were learning about other people's culture more than our own. And don't get me wrong, I do believe that learning both and learning about any and all cultures can definitely be helpful. You know, the more knowledge you can get, the better. Absolutely. You know, I have no problem with that. But I kind of feel like it should be more evenly matched, so to speak. And if you don't feel like it is, and you have some stuff that you would like to learn about, please, like, speak up or tell your parents or ask around and see if there's anybody you can get in touch with that could possibly, you know, help you out in a situation. Because I do find that kids have a easier time learning when it's something that's interesting to them and things that they actually want to and need to learn about. Not that we want to make everything easy, but we should be knowledgeable in all cultures, and all studies and guidelines should be distributed equally. Now that I got my important facts that I wanted to get off my chest, on today's show, I will be sharing with you four people that I believe started our culture. I'm going to give you four people that's instrumental in being the reason why we have a thing called Black History Month. Now, my list includes two males and two females. Now, the first one, I'm not going to talk too much about because you already know how I feel about him. I already did an episode about him. And the first person is none other than Dr. Martin Luther King. As I said before, Dr. Martin Luther King was my guy, man. He was the first person that I ever learned about when I was going to school. Great leader, great motivator, great father, great organizer. He fought for our rights. He fought for equality. He fought for freedom. He just fought for us. You know, you gotta look up to somebody who's just embodies what it means to be unselfish. Like, everything he did was for someone else. You know, I don't think he ever, you know, whatever he did, I don't think it was ever with the intentions of for him having it himself. Everything he said and stood for was for people and everybody else. He valued other people more than himself. And that's a gift within itself. Before I expose the rest of my list, I want to take a quick commercial break, pay some bills, and then when I get back, I'm going to tell you who else was instrumental in the start of the Slack and Talk podcast. Stay right here.
Welcome to the Vision Life Network. You are now tuned in to the Slack is Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Life Network. The Vision Life Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlifenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live.
And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
The Vision is live.
And welcome back to the Slack is Talk podcast, where here on the show, I'm giving you a list of four people who I feel that was most instrumental in the development of us having Black History Month. And for the second person on my list, the second person and the first female is none other than Harriet Tubman. And Harriet Tubman is unique. Harriet Tubman was very unique to me because you're not going to find too many people that have the type of attitude that she had. Just in case you don't know about Harriet Tubman, Harriet Tubman was a slave and she was smart enough to find a way to escape slavery and earn her way to freedom. And after she earned her way to freedom, she could have said, you know what? I'm free now. I don't really have to do anything else but enjoy my freedom. But instead, she did something that has to be honored. she did something that not too many people, if any, would do. She actually went back to the places of her slavery. She actually went back and freed other slaves. And I want to let that like sink in for a second. Imagine being somewhere that you absolutely hate. Something that's, you know, that could, something that can kill you. Something that is just the worst you can ever imagine. And you work your way out of that. You work your way out of that. You work your way to freedom. You're entirely free. You don't have to worry about that no more. You don't have to deal with that no more. It's all over. Imagine actually going back. Wait, let me explain to you how deep it is first. When you earn your way to freedom, because you have been through this so long and for so much, you know, your family goes through it, your husband has went through it, all your close friends and everybody you have ever known has went through the same thing. Because you know how grueling and devastating it is, you have the mindset of actually wanting to go back and free others. Do you know like how much love that is? How unselfish that is? If that was almost anybody else, they wouldn't have even thought about going back. The idea of going back would have never even crossed their mind. And just to add to it, she didn't take the chance of going back once or twice. She went back multiple times. She put her own life on the line for this. She put her own life on the line for others when she was already free. I mean, think about that for a second. Think about that. She created the Underground Railroad. And while she was going back to capture these people and help them out, it wasn't without incidents either. You know, I wasn't born during the time of Harriet Tubman, but I can only go off of my research and I can only go off of the movie that I've seen, because, you know, I wasn't born at that particular time. Same as Martin Luther King. But if the movie is accurate, and I know sometimes, you know, the movie can add stuff to it and, you know, depending on who did it, it could, you know, have this in it, that in it. But if some of the main parts about the movie was accurate, you know, when she went back to capture other people, it wasn't without incidents either. She was almost caught plenty of times. And she took a beating as well. You know, there were stories that she got beat so bad that she used to have these headaches. And it's just a, you know, sad story, man. Sad story. And a couple of years ago, I've heard the rumor that they were thinking about putting Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill. And I say, why not? Anybody that could stick their neck out for people like that, who better? Who better to have her on a $20 bill? Who's better? And you're not going to find too many people more courageous than that, man. You're not. You know, you're not. To take that chance and do what she did is unprecedented. It's unprecedented. And for that, I have to include her on my list. I have to. It wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be a list without her, man. You know, it wouldn't be a list without her. I think that's the most courageous thing that I've ever heard of, period. And the next person on the list is none other than Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was instrumental in getting, well, I should say, allowing blacks to sit wherever they want on buses. She was very prominent and instrumental in leading the civil rights movement. In many years, she worked hand in hand with Dr. Martin Luther King during the civil rights movement. She was actually called the first lady of the civil rights movement. Very smart, very educated. She grew up and lived in the Detroit area. She's originally from Alabama, but spent a lot of most of her years in the Detroit area. She worked for the NAACP, known for the National Association Advancement of Colored People. And it's like, what more can I say about this? Rosa Parks, was this the truth? Just imagine running a business, whether it's a bus company, restaurant, or whatever the case may be. Just imagine running a business, right? And you as a business owner, you know how much money your business makes per day or per week or maybe even monthly, you know, however you want to distribute it. But just imagine, you know, there's a possibility or probability that blacks is where, you know, you earn majority of your revenue. You know, you earn most of your revenue through black people. And despite this, you still have a law that limits black people. You know, you probably wouldn't have a business if it wasn't for black people, but you have rules and laws in place that limits them. Like, just imagine that. Rosa Parks stood up for what she believed in. She stood up at a time where, she stood up at a time where it was dangerous for people to speak their mind. You know, something could have happened to her. You know, she could have lost her life. She was willing to take that chance for the betterment of black people and herself. Again, you know, all the people that I look up to and talk about, you see a trend developing. And all these people that I'm talking about, they weren't selfish people. They wasn't just looking out for themselves. They were looking out for everybody as a whole. And what Rosa Parks did, it changed the landscape of the world. You know, now you're able to sit wherever you, you know, would like to sit on the bus. You're able to walk into the front door of restaurants. And it just changed the whole entire landscape. You know, when you change the whole entire landscape, you have to give props where props is due. You know, Rosa Parks lived up until she was 92 years old. And to celebrate her life, there were a lot of bus companies, especially in Detroit, that taped off the front sections inside of the bus to honor and show respect for what Rosa Parks did. She was a beautiful, intelligent, hardworking, and courageous woman. And for that, I definitely had to celebrate her here on the Slackers Talk podcast. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to give you my last member of my Black History Month Mount Rushmore list. We'll be back. Keep it locked. It's the Slackers Talk podcast, baby. And welcome back to the Slackers Talk podcast. And here on the final segment, I'm going to give you the fourth and final member of the Black History Month Mount Rushmore list. And you probably guessed it, he's an icon. He's a legend. Out of all the, you know, activists and, you know, human rights leaders and things of that nature, he's one of the most popular, if not probably the most popular. And I'm talking about none other than Malcolm X. Now, Malcolm X, like Dr. Martin Luther King, he was a great talker. He was a great motivator. He gave great speeches. He was a leader. He was a great researcher. He definitely put the time in and did his studying. I should mention that before he became a leader himself, he got his start under the tutelage of Elijah Muhammad. And I think with all cases, you know, you can't suppress greatness. You know, greatness is greatness. You can't dumb it down. And, you know, my favorite line, you know, I wasn't born, you know, during his life and his legacy. But if the movie gave us any indication of his life, and by the way, I might add too, I remember this, I'll never forget. I was in third grade when the movie Malcolm X came out, and I had the luxury of actually going to see that for a class trip. You know, I can't remember who my third grade teacher is right now offhand, but I definitely give her much respect for that, man. I enjoyed that. That was good, man. Like, you know, not just because of the day off of school, but that was something that I really wanted to see, and I was a man that I was interested in. And I'll never forget that day. But back to what I was saying, you know, you can't suppress greatness. If the movie was any indication to what happened, it seemed like a lot of his peers were jealous because he was becoming a leader. He did become a leader. And he surpassed what they were trying to do. And let that be a lesson. You know, let that kind of be like, you know, part of today's lesson, which is good because I always like to end the show on a positive note anyway. And I think if Malcolm X taught us anything, he taught us that you can always change your life around. You know, in his earlier years, he was a guy that was about violence. And later on in life, he learned to love. You know, he learned that it wasn't about the color of your skin or who you are. If you're a human being, you know, you deserve to be loved and you deserve to be treated equal. You know, and he changed his life around, and a lot of people are not receptive to change. You know, feelings get hurt when you change and it doesn't become about them anymore. And Malcolm X, he could be the poster man for, there's a possibility, you know, there's better things ahead. You know, you could turn this thing around. The way that you start doesn't have to be the way that you finish. And his life is this much more than that. You know, one podcast is not going to be able to do it. But I always often wonder what it would be like if him and Martin Luther King, you know, were still alive. If they ever had, you know, gotten together, like what it would be like, the things that they can do. You know, we're just talking about, you know, two of the greatest talkers and motivators in the world. The possibilities would have just been limitless, like unlimited. It would have been no limit. Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X together. Man, can you imagine that? All the four people that I talked about today are great. And I wish that I had the opportunity in my life to meet them one day. But I'm especially grateful to be able to sit here and talk about them to you guys. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and we'll talk again next time. Stay blessed.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town now. Find out what's going to happen next.